Tony Ambrosio from TSN joins us. Tony, how you doing, my man?
I was dancing along with Robin. I love Snap. Who doesn't love Snap?
Exactly. How can you not?
Fantastic.
Oh, very, very underrated band.
Very much so, yeah.
I'm not sure band's the right term, but ever they were good. The Jays are putting together quite the band here leading into August. Of course, Alex Anthopoulos. We were trying to debate if there's ever been a GM that's acquired three players who are, you know, top five of their position in such a short period of time, going back to the Josh Donaldson trade and now, of course, the two big deals this week.
Yeah, that's a great question. And I got to tell you, this has been as unbelievable a week as I can recall in Toronto sports as far as the shock factor. I mean, Troy Tulowitzki came out of the blue, and as Alex Anthopoulos said today, the David Price deal came out of nowhere, or certainly was that way 24, 48 hours ago. This is Alex Anthopoulos, guys, putting all his chips into play, and this is Alex Anthopoulos telling the guys in that clubhouse, I believe you are better than an average, mediocre 500 team. I've given you two tools. It's up to you. Don't mess up.
Yeah, and the thing with Price is, I mean, this is the real deal. You got a lefty. You got a guy in his prime years at 29 with a track record, that Cy Young sitting on the shelf at home, and a lot of money. Who knows what's going to happen going forward? But this is the guy that we've been saying, okay, great, Tulowitzki. Just yesterday we were talking. Tulowitzki, nice ad, but tell you what, it won't matter if they don't get the arm straightened out. This goes a long way to doing that.
It sure does. And you know, based on the schedule and based on my math, and I was not a math major, I see him making 12 or 13 starts.
Yeah.
And the Jays have 13 games against the Yankees and 6 against the Orioles. I can see him, you know, it all depends on schedule, rainouts, injuries, that kind of thing. I can see him making at least 3 starts against the Yankees of those 13. So right away you give yourself a bit of a better chance, not a great chance, but a bit of a better chance to maybe catch the Yankees, although I think this is about being a wild card team. Because if you look at the two wild card winners last year, where did they end up? In the World Series. And how did the Giants get there? In large part due to a big old left-handed starter by the name of Madison Bumgarner. And maybe, just maybe, Alex is thinking, well, if I can get the same kind of, you know, performance from this left-hander and David Price, who knows? And keep in mind, too, guys, David Price is 7-0 in his career at Rogers Center, an ERA of 3.86. He loves pitching in high-pressure situations. He knows the American League East. He knows that what pressure baseball is like. And the fan base has been so rejuvenated, in particular, the last week.
We're hearing Anthopoulos isn't done. Do you think he looks for another starter or a reliever?
You know, great question. I think he's going to go for another starter. I don't think it'll be a rental. Like, I'll be honest with you, I did not see this coming because Alex Anthopoulos' MO has always been to get a guy with a few years either under contract or with a controllable contract. And, of course, David Price does not fit either of those bills. Yet here he is going all in. He needs, I think, still another starter to give him more of an opportunity for this team to make the playoffs. I can see a mid-level guy. I can throw out names, but I'll be honest with you. With Alex, it's useless throwing out names. Whenever I hear rumors of names on Twitter, I laugh because I know they're not coming from the Jays. They're coming from other teams, knowing that Alex won't talk at all about who he's interested in, so the other teams will use the Blue Jays as chips, that kind of thing, to get more talk about their guy. So I'm telling you, if there's going to be another starter added, it'll be someone who wasn't mentioned. Well, this is my feeling anyway. Someone who wasn't mentioned previous until a deal makes. But I really think he's going to get another pitcher of some kind and a starter. I think they like their bullpen with LaTroy Hawkins. Bo Schultz has really stepped up, and the two youngsters, Aaron Sanchez and Roberto Osuna. I think they're feeling a lot better about their pen than they did 2 weeks ago. But I think for the starters, they could use one more guy for sure.
Holy cow, LaTroy Hawkins. You know, Tony, I covered the Pacific Coast League and the Edmonton Trappers, and LaTroy Hawkins was still in the league in my last year in 1996, I want to say. So
I tell you what, he may be 42, But man, the young man can still pitch, and mm-hmm. he's pitched one inning, perfect relief for the Jays. He looked pretty good for a lousy Colorado team. He had 20-some-odd saves last year for a mediocre Colorado team. This might be his last go-around. He'll be motivated, and he really brings not only presence on the mound, but presence in the bullpen to a relatively young bullpen.
What is the rotation now
with
Price? And when we talk about another guy, are we talking about a three guy, a four guy? What's your best guess?
Yeah, my best guess is it'll be a three or four. There's talk of a leak. There's talk of a guy like Ross in San Diego, 2, 3, 4, that type of guy, because I don't think he wants to give up any more prospects, and I think he wants the guy who is controllable for a couple of more years. I think Price either starts Sunday against Kansas City or Monday. I think one of those games he'll start. You know, he's your ace. Dickey, Burley, Hutchison, and Estrada are your five-man rotation. Estrada goes tonight. But I think by having David Price there, this ups the opportunity for the Blue Jays to be a wild card team. And I know I'm not a big fan of the wild card. You know, you baseball, you play 162 games, and you decide to have one play-in game in baseball, so anti-baseball. But last year, the World Series finalists came from that wild from their wild card game. So the Jays are hoping right now lightning can strike in a bottle again.
You mentioned earlier about the Yanks and the Orioles. 19 of the 59 games the Jays have remaining are against those two teams. So that's obviously, really their playoffs could be made or broken right there. That's, a third of the remaining games against those two teams. Baltimore is starting to roll. They're not going to make any moves by the sounds of it. They traded away a lot of guys last year, so likely are going to stick with the status quo. If Anthopoulos doesn't make any other move right now, Price is clearly their number one. I think Burley becomes number two. What other order would you have? And do you think there's one of those three, four, five guys? And we know Dickey's one. We can put him in whatever order. But like, do you think Estrada can continue to surprise people in this rotation?
Great question. Estrada's been really, when he's on, it's because his changeup is on. His changeup is in the mid-80s. His fastball's in the mid-90s. And that discrepancy, when his changeup is on, is driving batters crazy. I think right now, Price 1, Dickey 2, Burley 3, Estrada 4, and Hutchison 5. Hutchison has awful road numbers, much better home numbers. So I think you're going to see the Jays try to kind of manipulate the rotation so Hutchison gets a lot more home starts than on the road. This is a very big time for the Jays right now because they are in the midst of a long homestand. They have not played well on the road. The Pan Am games in Toronto meant they played a bunch of games on the road and away from Rogers Center. Now they're going to get some of those home games back. This is a chance the next week to two, very important for the Jays if they want to have any hope of catching the Yankees, but more so to put themselves in a much better position for a wild card.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Like I say, we talk about the Jays virtually every day at some point. The bats have been tremendous, and the fact is they were probably going to cool off a little bit. Now, you're not necessarily losing anything if they do come down to earth a bit, because your defense on that one side is terrific. You got Tulowitzki there, and the addition of Price, if the bats can even stay lukewarm, this team has a real chance, at least from where I sit.
You know, the last 4 years, this team in one-run games has lost 40 more games than they've won. Think about that. They cannot win the one-run games. Much of it is because their bullpen. You can also blame starting pitching. But I think you can also blame the lack of timely hitting. And we've seen that with this year's Jays team. They are predominantly right-handed hitting team, which may cause some problems down the stretch. And this is a team that while they do get a lot of runs, there are times when they aren't able to manufacture runs. So I think for them to be successful down the stretch, they've got to manufacture some runs. Price should give them a good 10, 11, 12, 13 starts, but they've got to manufacture some runs in order to make a postseason run. I can tell you that clubhouse is walking with a big strut right now. They are pumped. And I tell you what, when they made the Tulowitzki deal, I really thought it was not so much for this year as much as it was for next year and beyond. because with Tulowitzki, you're going to have him, Donaldson, and Martin under contract for the next 3, 4, 5 years. So with Bautista and Encarnacion free agents after next season, I think Alex Anthopoulos set himself up where he had a new core for 17, 18, and 19 should those two, Bautista and Encarnacion, leave. But now with the Price acquisition, not only is he thinking he's okay for the future, he's definitely going for it now.
And you mentioned the swagger in the locker room. Jays fans got to be just pumped in that city. Price, people were guessing, speculating that his first start could be Monday afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, he could go Sunday, but I think they might give him an extra day and have him go Monday. It's a holiday Monday, so it's already going to be a full house at Rogers Center, and it'll just be more amped up than it normally would be on a holiday Monday in Toronto. But that's kind of the game plan right now, to go on a Monday for him to make his first start. He is an interesting guy because he's had great success against Toronto, has had great success at Rogers Center, and he knows he's got a pretty good offense behind him. I mean, yeah, he had a pretty good offense with him in Detroit, but this offense can be dynamic. And I tell you, I don't remember another time where the buzz with this team has been this high. I guess you have to go back to 92, 93. But this team, over the recent years, has really created a buzz with a young fan base. I think they like the young players. They like J.P. Arencibia. They like Brett Laurie. They love Josh Donaldson. They like Jose Bautista. And now with these additions this week of Tulowitzki and Price, that young fan base, they are really amped up, really rejuvenated. Just a quick story. I teach part-time. I was teaching a college course yesterday, 30 students after class. One of the kids said, "Who wants to come with me to see Tulowitzki's debut?" And about 11 or 12 guys went with him. And I thought, you guys are going to go to the game to watch Tulowitzki's debut. Oh, yeah, and they were pumped. And that's what these moves, in part, have done for the fan base.
Well, it I'm sure is an exciting time right now for the Jays fans. It's been a long time coming, longest playoff drought in Major Leagues of Baseball, and hopefully it ends for them. Tony, appreciate your time.
Hey, anytime, guys. Really enjoyed it, and please play more Snap.
Oh, all over it. Tony Ambrosia from TSN.